This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The head of Colorado's Medicaid office abruptly resigned Monday as lawmakers ponder major cuts to the program's budget. Ray Solomon reports from the state capitol.
Kim Bimfester is stepping down amid a $1.5 billion state budget crisis that's partially fueled by ballooning Medicaid costs. Recent revelations also show that in the last few years, the state's Medicaid program misspent hundreds of millions of dollars. The Colorado Sun reports that state senators were also preparing to hold a vote of no confidence against Bimfester. In a press release announcing her resignation, Governor Jared Polis thanked Bimfester for her work to expand healthcare access in Colorado and to hold the industry accountable. She has led the department since 2018. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The state health department has confirmed a case of measles in Sawatch County. The patient is an infant younger than 12 months who had yet to be vaccinated. Typically, babies get the measles vaccine between 12 and 15 months. The health department says the Colorado baby was not in public while contagious. This is Colorado's 13th case of measles this year. Before last year, Colorado usually only had about one case of measles each year. Denver City Council is set to vote tonight on a contract that would bring back a controversial license plate surveillance system. Here's Denverite's Paolo Chalcita.
After nearly a year of anti-surveillance pushback, Mayor Mike Johnston's administration canceled its contract with license plate surveillance company Flock Safety. Instead, the city opted for a smaller scale contract with Axon, the company best known for creating the taser. City officials framed Axon as a compromise between public safety and maintaining civil liberties. But while some residents testified they were convinced by Axon's additional safety guardrails, others argued that the technology cannot be trusted in anyone's hands. I'm Paolo Chalcita, Denverite.
You can find more news at cpr.org.